Alicia?
Yes?
You want to run for state's attorney?
What?
Do you want to run for state's attorney?
I... No.
Why not?
Why not, Eli? Are you serious?
Yes. I've been watching you for the last 5 years. You'd be perfect. We need a woman. And people respect you. They like you.
I'm not a politician, Eli.
But you have political instincts. And you're a brand. You're Saint Alicia. Well, you said yourself you want something new. The empty nest syndrome. Zach's gone now.
Yes, I have another child. Is this about Peter? Did he tell you to ask me?
No, no.
Then why are you doing this? I'm never saying yes.
Because you could win.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I think we need to talk.
We did talk. You yelled at me, I yelled at you.
Is it Peter?
Diane called. She wants to meet tomorrow for breakfast to talk over terms.
Great, what time?
No, I didn't say that we would meet.
She wants to bring us $38 million in business. I don't see the downside.
Losing our culture.
Co-opting ourselves by becoming Lockhart, Florek, and Argos.
So we'll have the breakfast, and then we'll decide if we want to be co-opted, okay? I'll call her, set it up.
Hey, where are you?
Why?
Because I want to talk.
You did talk.
Did everyone just give me a break?
Sure.
Maybe you should call everyone.
Look, I made a mistake. Things have been a bit out of control lately, but I want to make it up, okay?
Coral Bar. But you better hurry up, because I'm not waiting.
Good. I'll see you at 10.
Don't you dare turn around! Look straight ahead!
Down to the ground!
You move one inch
on the ground!
I will put one in the back of your head! Get your hands behind your back!
Don't you move!
Your arm! What do you have in your pocket? Anything's gonna stick me? Anything sharp?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Lose the attitude. Just the wallet.
What did I do?
Shut the hell up.
Let's go.
Yeah?
Hey, where are you?
Who is this? Damn, Kalinda, I'm offended. You really don't know who this is? Sophia.
Yeah, don't sound so surprised. Where are you?
Me? Where are you?
I am finishing up a case. I feel like celebrating. Keep me company?
No, thank you.
Kalinda, I'm meeting somebody.
Who?
Somebody. A guy. Okay. I can take you both on. Where are you?
Good night, Sophia.
Come on. I'm lonely and horny. Yeah, good luck with that.
I was supposed to meet someone. Can I just tell him I'll be late?
Oh, sure. I'll pull right over.
Yeah, you want some ice cream?
Still want to meet up?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Hello? Detective. I haven't been given my call yet. I know my rights. I've been here 6 hours and I haven't got my call. Thank you.
Seriously?
Look, I have a Sixth Amendment right to be informed of the charges against me. I have the right to an attorney.
You know who has the hardest time getting arrested? Lawyers. You know why?
Because we know our rights.
No. You think you're at the Four Seasons. You ask for your Sixth Amendment rights, it'll come, just not right away. The kitchen's a little busy. Might take a little while. In the meantime, be patient. We'll get to you.
This is harassment.
No, it's worse. It's inefficiency.
Should we do this another time?
No, let's start. I'll fill Carrie in when he gets here.
I have 45 clients I intend to bring to Floragagos. I lose 12 to Lockhart Gartner.
Oh, Canning and David Lee come after the rest?
Not if I don't tell them I'm leaving.
That sounds familiar.
But I have demands first. Kalinda, she needs to come with me.
We have Robin.
Kalinda's better. It's a deal breaker.
I have to talk to Carrie. They have a certain relationship that might prove difficult.
If the answer is no, then I need to know right away.
I'll let you know by the end of the day.
Good. Here's the big one. I expect an equal vote with Carrie and you. You can still outvote me 2-1, but I bring with me prestige and $38 million. I expect an equal vote.
I can't decide that on my own. It'll matter to Carrie.
Like this meeting mattered to him? Alicia, we have a chance to make this the largest firm in the country run by women. Think about it.
Carrie, look, if you're not interested in our future, just let me know, okay? And I'll start making decisions on my own. Call me by 3, or I'm gathering the partners together for a vote.
I was awake.
Okay.
You were asleep, and I heard what the charge was against you.
You did? What?
Drugs. Okay, on your feet. Let's go. Let's see here.
Did you guys get any breakfast?
What the hell did he just say about where to walk?
I have no idea.
You stated it right, jackass. That side is for the people. This side is for the scum. Do you understand me?
Dark in there.
Inside. Yes.
Where's Carrie? Breakfast with you, I thought. I didn't make it. I'll try him at home.
This is my space.
Wait. You're a Lockhart Gardner client.
What? No. What?
Look. Do you want to make
$100? $150 cash bond payable on release. Let's go to Boogie.
I hate this. Why am I doing this?
He's the son of a top client. Canning couldn't make it. Here he comes. David Hill. Mail fraud, dead event.
Dear God, I can understand the second time, but the third time, I think he'd catch on.
David!
How are you? I'm David Lee. I represent your family law business.
I'm supposed to give you a
message. I've been asked to handle your bond hearing.
There's a lawyer.
It really should be a simple matter.
Well,
only one
message.
Can talk at a time, David.
What lawyer?
Well, wait. No, it starts with a C. Craig? Lands.
Lands.
No. No, Vargas. No, something. He's a lawyer, and he's in lockup. But he works for another firm. Carey.
Agos? Is that the name of the lawyer?
No, Lands. Carey Lands.
Is Carey there, Alicia?
No. He's not. Why?
Is there any chance he was arrested?
Is that Pomar?
Finn, it's Alicia. I need your help.
Why? What's wrong?
There's a chance my partner is in Central Holding.
All right. Let's go. Who's next?
Thanks for doing this, Finn.
You said no problem. But I don't think you're going to want to thank me.
Why?
I just found out. I'm the SA.
On Carey's case?
Yeah.
Across from me?
Yeah.
Well, this is really interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. How does he know?
Kalinda.
Good. Okay. It's a drug arrest, that's all I know, but the last time I used drugs was the mushrooms 4 years ago. Do you have enough for bail?
I pulled the partners. I have $500 cash, first offense, no flight risk. It shouldn't be a problem.
Carey Agos.
No matter what, I talk.
Well, I see we're enjoying a visit from a special ASA. Is it some sort of a VIP engagement?
This is not just another routine arrest, Your Honor. Mr. Carey Agos is accused of a Super X felony. It is a...
What?
It is a non-probationable offense with an armed sentence of 15 years.
My goodness. Smack or crack?
Heroin.
How many grams?
900 grams.
You're kidding.
And we asked that court assign bail in excess of $1.3 million.
I imagine you'd like bail set at an amount lower than the ASA requests.
Yes, Your Honor. Clearly, the state's attorney is overreaching.
How I wish I were, Your Honor, but in Illinois, bail is tied with the street value of the controlled substance. Now, on or about May 25th this year, Mr. Carey Agos conspired to transport and sell $1.3 million.
Your Honor, Mr. Agos has a clean record. He has major ties in the community, and he is as far from a flight risk as it's possible to be. And he was an ASA. Therefore, he's subject to retribution in jail.
And yet his incentive to flee is directly tied to the harshness of the sentencing guidelines. I therefore will match bail to street value.
Your Honor, I will be filing a motion to reconsider.
When you file, I will do just that. Bail is set at $1.3 million to be posted at 100%. We will reconvene for a preliminary hearing in 2 weeks' time.
I'll gather the partners for bail.
This has to be about Bishop.
Were you with him on May 25th?
I never heard about any drug transports.
They're going after your legal advice, trying to suggest that you told him how to break the law.
You need to get to Bishop before he hears about my arrest. You might think I'll flip.
I'm on it. I'm on my way to see you now, Mr. Bishop, if you could just give me 10 minutes.
Regarding?
I'd rather not say on the phone. You know it's important if I'm calling you like this.
I'm picking up Dylan from school.
I'll meet you there.
See you in 10 minutes.
Hello, Laura Gaga.
Robin, I need you to get the partners together. I'll be in an hour.
Okay, is this about the Diane vote?
No. And could you find out how much the firm can borrow?
What do you mean, like for maintenance? We have a $600,000 line of credit.
No, Carey was arrested last night. It's for his bail.
Oh, my God. How much is bail?
I need you to keep this between us, Robin. We need to raise $1.3
million. That's my call waiting.
$1.3 million?
Yes,
and there are no bail bondsmen in Illinois, so we have to do this on our own. I've got to go. This is Alicia.
Okay, I've slept on it, and I'd like your permission to pull on your campaign.
Eli, no, there is no campaign.
I know, that's why we have to pull.
Eli, this is not the best time. I have to go and meet...
Look, you're not obligated to act.
Eli, I'm hanging up. No polling.
It won't cost you anything.
I liked your old office better. This is more like a dentist office.
We're saving money.
I thought Chicago was corrupt. Can't you just steal more?
Don't you have something else to do today?
I told you I was fired.
From the agency?
The juice bar. What are you doing now?
I'm looking out the door.
Why?
I'm surveying the troops.
Is it about the intern not wearing panties?
What?
The intern not wearing panties. Is that why you're worried?
Which intern is not wearing panties?
Her.
Bertha, she's a grandmother.
No, behind her.
Oh, dear God. How do you know she's not wearing any panties?
I heard the guys talking. Uh-oh. Maybe he's telling her she has to put on panties. Really? I have to wear panties in the governor's office? Are you sure? For decorum's sake, yes. If it were up to me, you could wear what you wanted.
Don't say anything. This is not a time to be funny.
Eli, I need to talk to you. Hello.
Hi.
This is my daughter, Marissa.
Marissa? What a pleasure. Peter.
Nice to meet you. I voted for you. Huh. Absentee ballot in Israel.
She spent 2 years with the IDF.
That's impressive. I want to steal your dad for just a second. You asked Alicia to run?
What?
My wife, Alicia Florek, you asked her to run for state's attorney. Jackie overheard you.
Okay, Peter, here's the thing. I
know. She's my wife.
Yeah. And she can win.
It's not your job to be doing
it. It is my job, Peter. Why do you think I'm fighting so hard to get a friendly face in the state's attorney's office? Because you have problems there. Because someone could dig up old skeletons.
All right. Find another friendly face. It's not going to be my wife. End of story.
Thank you for seeing me, Mr. Bishop. I'll make this fast. Carrie August was arrested.
Who's he?
My partner, your other lawyer.
Oh, the kid, right.
We wanted you to hear it from us first. They're saying that he helped transport 1.3 million in heroin on May 25th. We want you to know that we are handling this.
What's that mean?
We're putting together his bail and I'm representing him.
What's his bail?
1.3 million. Again, I want you to know that attorney-client privilege covers all his dealings with you.
Not illegal dealings.
It's my considered opinion there were no illegal dealings. Also, Carrie would never make a deal with the state's attorney, ever.
You're using him to get to me. That's why the bail amounts.
Yes, and we're handling this. Carrie will not turn on you, Mr. Bishop. Believe me.
Okay. Keep me posted. Dylan, over here.
If anyone has any drugs or anything in any orifice, now is the time to tell me. Shoes out by the toes, pull out your insults now! Let's go, let's go! Now bang those shoes together. Drop your shoes, hold your arms out, put your palms facing the ceiling. Do not, I repeat, do not smudge this or you will have my full attention.
Carriagos. Let's go.
This is your new home. This is where you will live. I am your landlord. Don't make me angry.
Number 5. Hey, 5 minutes.
Me up.
Yes. Between having a drink with you or spending the night in jail.
So, the charge said on or about May 25th? What happened on May 25th?
You working this?
You will be working this?
Thank you.
We don't have time to gush, okay? What happened?
We were worried about losing clients.
Carrie, amen.
We were worried about losing clients, so I met with Bishop to see if he was happy. That was on May 25th.
Bishop alone?
No. In his kitchen, while I was waiting before, there were 3 crew members.
You remember any of their names?
No, I don't think they said their names. They just... One had silver teeth, top row.
Okay. What did you tell them?
Nothing illegal.
You know, the charge says that you told them how to elude arrest and then extract shipment.
I didn't.
Okay, but is there any way that whatever you said could have been misconstrued?
Not reasonably.
Trenero. C-block 869.
That's five.
Any advice?
Yeah. Find a friend.
Thank you. You're kidding, right? You're retiring.
Yes, at the end of the month. I want to keep the general managership until then. After that, you can have it.
Diane is retiring.
What? Why?
You're kidding. You're forcing me out. I'm sick of fighting.
Yes, but not so you'd retire. Where are you going?
Nowhere. She's retiring.
Well, I'm sorry to hear it.
Well, it's time. I want to have a life with my new husband.
You will put in a good word for us with your clients.
Yes, as long as you don't chase them till I'm retired. I want this to be a dignified exit.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you believe her?
That she's retiring? I don't know. Where would she go?
I thought Diane was retiring.
She is retiring from Lockhart Gardner and coming here to us.
Why didn't she tell us she's our lawyer?
Yes, and due to her fiduciary responsibility to Lockhart Gardner, she can't tell you a thing. Including the fact that she wants you to follow her here, to her new home. Would you excuse me a second?
We aren't liquid. We can't let Jerry rot in prison.
Well, what about his family? I thought his parents were rich.
I called them. They're seeing what they can pull together.
I mean, it's $1.3 million. It's a lot of money.
Robin,
I checked with the bank, and it'll require borrowing $200,000 against the firm, and each partner needs to put aside their yearly draw.
Okay.
Hey, guys, this is what we do. When one of us gets in trouble, we pull together.
Yeah, and Jerry's not a flight risk. The money, it comes back to us.
Yes, in 2 years after the case has been settled. And in the meantime, we go bankrupt, and I need that draw to pay my rent. I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Same way.
Hey, let's vote.
Are you a lawyer?
Yeah. Yeah. You need one?
Depending on how much you charge.
And that's pretty reasonable. What do you need?
Yeah, I was there.
You're with Carrie Argos.
Bishop's lawyer? Yeah.
This is on the 25th of May.
Nah, man. That's when I was at Bishop's house.
And this lawyer didn't tell you anything about how to break the law. Is that correct?
Yeah, good enough.
You testify to that?
It's for Bishop, right?
Yeah. Oh, could you make a list of the people that were there?
In Bishop's kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Excuse me. Kalinda?
You can't do that.
Do what, sir?
Talk to my guys. Not without my permission.
May I have your permission?
No.
This is to help Carrie Argos.
I understand that. No.
If it helps Carrie, it helps you.
Because Carrie threatens me.
No. Because Carrie had a private meeting with three members of your crew, and suddenly he's under arrest. Someone is collaborating with the police.
If that's true, I'll handle it. I'm going to say this very carefully so you understand. I don't want you to pursue this line of investigation. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Good. Good talking to you.
We focus on the top three candidates.
In a hypothetical race between the current state's attorney, James Castro, and the governor's wife, Alicia Florek, Mrs. Florek would win by 8 points.
Margin of error?
3 points.
How many people were sampled? Just ignore her. It's my daughter.
Just ignore me. 4,000 likely voters, landlines, and cell phones. Mrs. Florek is well-liked among female voters, liberal and conservative. That's very unusual. Older female voters like that she stood by her husband. Younger, that she started her own business. You needed me, Mr. Gold?
Actually, Nora needed to talk to you.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You said you needed to ask Lauren a question. Can you give us a second? I can't ask her. It's sexual harassment.
Asking me to ask her isn't sexual harassment.
Oh, dear God.
Come on, Nora. You can bring up panties in a much more efficient and less offensive way than I can.
Of course. What's got going on in
here? Are you wearing panties?
What?
Are you wearing panties? Some of the office workers are saying you're not wearing panties.
Does that answer your question?
Anita, I need you to do another poll. This one about the governor.
Personal or professional?
Personal.
Your son could stay in prison for a year, sir. A full year, awaiting trial. Okay. Yes, thank you.
He can go as high as $8,000.
You're kidding. I thought his dad was a lobbyist.
He said it's a bad time of year.
Okay. We have 100 from the firm, 8 from the family. Carrie has 200 saved. We're 975 away.
We're a million away.
No, I have 15,000 in savings, and my parents loaned me 10,000.
Robin, you can't.
Well, of course I can. Carrie would do the same for me. We're still 975,000 short. Who are you calling, Bishop?
Oh. Hi, Moira. It's Alicia. I was wondering if you had any time today. I wanted to talk about my condo. Possibly taking out a second mortgage. Hey, it's only money.
Alicia, Judge Cartman's office is calling. You're needed in court.
That's bond court. The judge is hearing my motion to reconsider on bail. Moira, I'm going to have to call you back, okay? Thanks.
Here we go again.
Maybe you can raise the bail to $3 million this time.
Why didn't I think of
that? Counselors. I understand that you wish to review the Carriago situation. Is that right, A.S.A. Polmar?
Actually, Your Honor, I made a motion to reduce the bail amount.
Yes, and your motion was denied. Mr. Polmar.
Yes, Your Honor. Mrs. Florek works as Carriago's partner, but she also represents Lamont Bishop, a drug dealer complicit in this matter.
So you wish to disqualify her as his representative?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your Honor, Carrie Agos chose me as his lawyer and has waived all concerns about conflict of interest.
Yes, but the court has not. The prosecution's motion is granted.
Wow. I didn't see that coming.
I should be honored. I didn't want to go up against you.
Is this about your sister?
Is what about my sister?
Drug case. Is it about your sister's overdose?
Yeah, because that's what I need is a motive to bring down the top drug dealer in town.
Carriagos isn't the top drug dealer in town.
No, but he's enabled the top drug dealer in town.
As have I.
Is this going to get in the way of a friendship, Lisa?
I hope not.
Good. I don't want it to.
Neither do I. My apologies. I need you to represent Carrie. He was arrested. One of Bishop's crew is claiming that he told them how to avoid detection on a drug shipment.
How large was the shipment?
$1.3 million in heroin.
That's not good.
It's not good for Carrie, or it's not good for us.
Both. My clients won't like to see my new name partner under arrest.
He was arrested because he was fighting for his client. He puts his life on the line for them.
Okay.
He's going with Florigados.
No. Two small potatoes.
That fits Diane's romantic soul.
Then there's an opportunity.
What would that be?
Carriagos was arrested a few days ago. A drug charge.
I need your help, Kalinda. Carrie's been arrested.
I know.
Oh, it has to do with Bishop. You knew that, too.
I did.
Okay, so you need to talk to the other people on Bishop's crew. Find out who was in this meeting with Carrie.
But Bishop doesn't want us to talk to any of his crew. He wants us to defend Carrie in another way. Look, I have an idea, but I'll get back to you when I have more, okay? Hey!
Kalinda. Hey. What?
Come on, I'm just giving the boys something to fantasize about.
What's up? What do you need me for?
Why did you call me Thursday night?
Why did I call you? I think I made that
pretty clear. Mm-hmm.
First time in 3 years, you just decide to call me?
Yeah.
At the exact moment Carrie Argos was being arrested?
You're working with the police. You knew about the arrest.
And you knew I'd get picked up too, so you kept me occupied.
Look, I didn't want you to get swept up in all that crap.
What evidence have they got against Carrie?
What evidence? Why?
Just a lot to cover in Bishop's crew.
And what makes you think, even if I knew, I'd tell you?
Because you could get into trouble with your PI firm for warning me about the arrest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
After I help you keep you safe, out of the goodness of my heart, you're going to use that against me.
Who's the CI Bishop's crew?
Hello. Eli. I'm surprised. How are you?
Good.
Good, Mr. State's Attorney. I have some great news for you.
The governor has reconsidered. He wants to endorse you.
Well, that is music to my ears.
When did that happen?
There's just one thing I need you to do for me, James. Pierre's a proud man. You'll need to ask him again.
Why?
He can't be seen reversing himself without you making some effort.
I'm not going to kiss the ring again, Eli.
I know you don't have to.
I'll arrange for a meeting tomorrow afternoon. Trust me, it's just a formality. I'll see you then.
Okay, huh?
Your father's a smart man.
After preliminary, I told the public defender what she said. I said he tried. Thanks.
Hey, sometimes the law is nothing more than calling another best month.
Well, you could help him with something else, Kerry.
You know what?
Bishop, he wants me to cut your finger off. I told him you were okay. I didn't need to. You knew who your friends were.
I do.
Yeah, so that's why I'm here, to remind you. I mean, you talk to that SA, you ask about any kind of deal, you're dead. You understand?
I do.
Good. Now I have to do this, all right? You fell down against the bars and you cut yourself.
What?
Even to your lawyer, that's what you say. You fell down against the bars, you cut yourself, you're not sure how. You just yell guard.
What?
It's a test. All right, Bishop wants to help you, but he needs to know you understand. So count to four and yell guard.
Serious.
You cut yourself falling down?
Against the bars, yeah.
Carrie, are you being intimidated? Because we can get you transferred.
No, everything is good. What else do you have?
Well, we want to win this in preliminary hearing, but we don't know what the state's attorney has.
And bail?
We're working on it.
How much does Florida Cargos have?
A portion.
That's my dad. I hate asking him, but he might come up with a rest.
You already tried.
No. I'll give him a call.
Okay.
Did they offer anything? $8,000. See what I can come up with.
1,000 registered Cook County voters, all considered likely voters. Castro polled better than your three alternates, Jan Lowe, Hart, and Barnride.
How much better?
12 to 14 points.
Did you try any other names? What?
Your wife, Mr. Governor.
Eli, I said
the poll was already in the works.
I don't care. She's not running.
You don't want to hear the results?
I can guess. She did well. She's a brand. So what?
She polled 8 points higher than Castro. She beat him in every demographic. We pulled every political name against Castro, and she's the only one who won handedly. And her favorables, Benito?
They're at 80%. She's the most popular name in Chicago.
Well, because she's not in politics. Put her in politics and she becomes a politician. People hate politicians.
Benita, would you step up for a second? Peter, I am your chief of staff. It is my job to keep you from being hit by the knowns and the unknowns.
What are the unknowns?
Your intern not wearing any panties.
You're kidding, right?
Your intern comes to work, sans panties, and lifts her dress up in the middle of work.
Well, hell, Eli, tell her not to.
It's Lauren, Peter, your intern, the one you won't let me fire.
I told you not to fire her. I didn't tell you to let her run around like a cat in heat.
I have no control over someone I can't fire. Someone you...
Look, what does this have to do with Alicia running?
I did scandal polling.
Dear God.
Using all fictitious names. The possibility of you surviving another sexual scandal that Alicia doesn't stand by you.
You know what? This is sick.
What's sick is that I'm the only one trying to keep Alicia on board.
Yes, because you're not married to her.
Exactly. Castro wants to meet...
What?
Castro wants to make another case for your endorsement. He pleaded with me for a meeting. If we're not having Alicia run, you should listen to him.
Alicia, you have a few clients.
Diane said that she'd pick in some money for Carrie's bail. We need to call her and get her.
Wait. Bishop is here.
What?
Why?
Mr. Bishop, hello. You should have called. Is everything all right?
Yes. Thank you. I'm here to have a general conversation about my business holdings.
Okay. I'm not... How can I help you with that?
Actually, why don't I wait here while you deal with the gentleman at your desk?
Okay. Mr. Roja, hello. How can I help you?
Yes, we've met before, Mrs. Florek. I own a string of businesses, which includes dry cleaners and health clubs.
Yes, I know.
I have decided to pay your partner's bail.
You decided?
$1.5 million. That should cover the bail.
The bail is $1.3 million.
Okay. Okay, $1.3 million. I would suggest that you take that to the bank and get a cashier's check. Excuse me.
Just so you know, I was here to talk over my business holdings. I had nothing to do with Mr. Rojas' business. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Well, why don't I let you two talk?
So... You want my endorsement. Actually, I was told that you had had a change of heart.
So what does this do?
Peter thinks Castro wants the meeting. Castro thinks Peter wants the meeting. They're both prideful and...
I'm not using personal... I'm coming here to tell you that I was not...
I want to learn your job.
I don't.
I think I'd be good at it.
Thanks a lot, Eli.
Everything all right, Mr. Governor?
Find out if Alicia wants to run. Look, all I know is Diane is retiring.
We just think you should know something about Florek Agos. Carrie Agos was arrested on a drug charge.
What?
Florek Agos is an outlaw firm. We advise you to stay with a family law firm like Lockhart Gardner Canning.
Nice offices, Columbus. Very impressive. Can I have some bottled water? How about some ice?
How about you tell me who the CI is?
I can't.
Okay.
Who's that?
Your boss. I'm telling him you warned me else I wouldn't be arrested.
That'd be a bitchy thing to do.
Hi, can I speak to Mr. Redmond,
if you want me to help you hang up the phone? I can't tell you who the CI is. Glenda, you would tell Bishop. Bishop would have him killed.
But there is a CI.
Your friend, Carrie? He's guilty. He's gone away for, what, 20 years?
Guilty of what?
He told Bishop's crew how to avoid getting arrested for the latest shipment. That's conspiracy.
That's according to a CI. A CI who has reason to lie.
No, it's not. It's according to this. Here's a recording.
1.3 million in bail. Supremus.
I know. I felt the same way.
As you can see, Your Honor, as angering as the defense has found this extortionist bail, we have met it. Carriagos should be released.
Yes, that seems clear.
Yeah.
Unless there's anything further I ask today. A.S.A. Pullman?
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Your Honor, we object to these funds, and
what?
We...
You object?
Yeah, and we ask for a source of funds here.
Your Honor, this is
we
a delaying tactic.
These funds are derived from drug sales, Your Honor, the very charge against the defendant.
You believe an innocent man is being held in
the defendant has been charged with conspiracy to transport drugs. We would argue that this bail money is a payoff for that action. It is money derived from a drug dealer protecting
There are so many suppositions in that argument, Your Honor. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, why don't we begin with a source of funds here?
This whole
the
case,
only
Your
way
Honor,
to truly
is purely a way to get a defense attorney.
Excuse me. No. Both of you, step back behind the bar. Behind the bar. Given the size of this bail posting, I will schedule a source of funds hearing 1 week from today.
In the meantime, we ask that Mr. Agos be
released. Mr. Agos will remain as our guest until we can establish that these funds did not come from the sale of drugs.
Is it from Bishop?
Not specifically. Carrie, we'll get you out soon. Stay safe.
Stay to the right. Keep your eyes down. Anybody's moving.
Yeah, no.
Hey. Good. Hey, what did I just tell you? I told you to keep your eyes down. You understand me?
You understand me?
I understand.
Stay tuned for scenes from our next episode.